Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And people, I got uttered a phrase. Somebody uttered a phrase to me this morning. That says
it's like uttered. Is that like a new kink?
We're back. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Urban Dictionary.
I fixed it, Steve. I mean, are you in the mood just to jump all over me that quick?
Uttered.
I got uttered.
Urban.
A phrase was uttered to me.
I thought you got uttered the other night.
Ooh,
I'm glad you feel better.
Can't read that. Can't read that.
What the heck?
All of them have to do with boobs.
Well, Steve, it was awesome to hear you say, I think we got a shot at Clemson when I first came in here, that phrase.
See?
Just move on from there.
and we're done. No, I feel good, man. It's a good week. There's some good vibes around the program. We got way too nervous about a Bellarmine game tomorrow. Way too nervous about that. Not feeling good about that. We play them, and then we turn around.
Read that top one.
Am I allowed to?
Oh,
I don't know what that means.
Okay. Well, the fact that you even asked, are you allowed to, it means you know what it is.
No, I really don't.
You know exactly what that is.
Okay, I'm going to look it up then. Let me see.
All right, I'm on Urban Dictionary, and I'm going to read you some of the words.
Listen,
no. Like, seriously.
I'm not playing this game with y'all today.
They're not bad.
I got games coming along, and Nikki wants to go Urban Dictionary.
But none of them.
Steve wants to.
Well, that's keystring. That's what that means, basically.
A hot potato. What is a hot potato, guys? It's a difficult problem that nobody wants to be associated with. What's a day? A shortening of the phrase every day.
What?
Spoony. Someone living with a chronic illness. A pickle bro. A 20 or 30-something ex-fraternity member who takes over tennis courts, basketball courts, and children's playgrounds in order to slap a wiffle ball back and forth with his friends who work in finance or tech.
That's pretty awesome.
Nutter flies. The nervous feeling that arises when you want... Oh, never mind.
There's nobody urban that does Urban Dictionary.
That's a good point.
Ooh, I don't know. There's some on there, but like this page, like the front page minus the last one,
Urban
have all
Dictionary
been very
just goes to E40.
Oh gosh. So yeah, sorry, I didn't know it was gonna take. I didn't know. I just thought
yes,
I was like it was funny.
Yes,
I was being nice.
You and Nikki had a plan to hijack the show. And just take it.
It's like, you know what, Marcus want to come in here drained yesterday. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna take him out on air today.
Why would you do that?
We're gonna take him out.
Did Steve tell you what I was doing 10-15 minutes ago?
No, he was bragging about trying to set the country back a couple centuries.
No, he was trying to do. No, I was venting about you setting the country back a couple centuries, trying to bring it back. This elections. So, two different things. Anyways.
Y'all see why I leave early?
Yeah. Anyway. As soon as we get off here, we just politically argue.
I'm going to be 100% honest. If more people in this country were like Steve and I, we'd be all right. Like, seriously.
Right.
Like, we can joke around and poke and also, you know, question each other's stuff, but do it with respect. Seriously.
Yeah.
I agree.
The lot of you out there trying to pick sides and be douchebags, not helping.
Yeah.
I agree.
This public service announcement.
That was good, Nick.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I hate people who can't have Chick-fil-A, that conversation.
Baby. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a Starbucks Chick-fil-A.
That's what I'm saying.
The rule of the Starbucks Chick-fil-A rule. So, anyways.
We run on that ticket.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's a new party. Texter wants you to know, Maven, one of Clemson's top wide receivers is out, and also their top D lineman, Xavier Thomas, is out.
Did they think I didn't know that?
Yeah. Texter says, I know y'all don't want to talk about Malik's hand, at least until it's official at Clemson, who hasn't lost in years. With one hand, could be a moment we've all been waiting for. Oh, well, we talked about it yesterday. Apparently he's okay to play. So, I mean, the rumor mill is swirling.
Why wouldn't we want to talk about it?
Yeah. We even said yesterday that could be a moment for him if he comes out and say he did have an injury. And it sounds like there might be an injury there that not is going to affect him being out or anything.
Yeah, but. And it's like, come on. Like, you know as well as we do, in the football world, your wheels are all that matters pretty much.
Yeah.
Wheels and your throwing shoulder, elbow, hand, right, you know, whatever you dominant hand. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about anything on your offhand.
Yeah.
Nobody. Listen, we talk about it. Oh, he could be hindered the moment that first snap. Ooh, why are you playing if you're hurt?
I know.
Nobody cares.
That's me.
You're 10 times worse.
As soon as he throws a pick, it's like, dude, we should have never played him in the first place.
What happened to he's out there gritting and grinding. He's had a broken hand in his offhand, and he had surgery on top of surgery, and he was in the doctor's office, you know, and just say injections, and you put that needle one. What did he say? You put that needle near him.
He's like, I swear to God,
I can't remember what the line was.
Right, Billy Bob.
Yeah,
somebody said, I just met Boo Brewer. That was awesome. Boo's a good dude, man. Coach Brewer, he's a.
Boo Brewer's a bully.
Uh-huh. Okay. Didn't he beat the dude up? Or no, he flipped the dude off his shoulder. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Listen, I just tapped into my Boo Brewer back in the day. Boo Brewer.
Yes.
He was a bully. He played like a bully, too. That's funny. Look, it's funny to see so many nice adult guys, right? Mm-hmm. All these people are like amazing human beings.
Yes.
And when you competed with them, you're like, no, he's not. Mm-hmm. No, he's not. He's not a nice guy.
Yeah, like he is mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a mean guy.
Yeah, I played with those people. Like, maybe Tick Rogers is the only nice basketball player that I played with.
It's like when everybody used to talk about Earl Heyman's personality, and I was like, I mean, he's an awesome player.
Right.
Toughest player I've ever played in my life, by far.
You know,
and I was like, he's not nice.
It's fun. It is funny, though, Steve. I think one of the best blessings that I've ever received, like on behalf of the Louisville fan base, is to get people to hear me, get to know me, you know, out, you know, off the court. Because like I said, you know, I dyeing hair and cornrows and all kind of craziness. Mm-hmm. And listen, according to the report, you know, Masterson's parking lot, terroristic threatening. And for all you know, you had a savage on this campus.
I know. Like, he's out here screaming at police.
Yeah, he's a savage. But yeah, just like to actually be able to, dude, people wasn't out there screaming.
Like, I saw the police driving around Masterson's, and you were like, come on.
Right.
Who do you?
King Kong ain't got.
Listen,
what's he doing?
When I read this, when I read this stuff, I'm like, who are they describing? That wasn't me.
Oh, man.
But yeah, point being, none of these guys are nice. Boo Brew is not nice. He's a savage. Now he's Ice Cube on a family trip.
Oh, yeah.
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 There was a Boondocks episode. He was like, when I was young, he said, Ice Cube, my favorite rapper. He said, I used to have a dream he would come and kill me. He was going to run in my house and kill me. And the little Raleigh said, the dude that makes family movies,
He's like, yeah. He's like, he used to be so hard.
He was awesome back in the day. Like, he used to be the toughest dude.
Literally America's nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was the guy that even other rappers were like, oh, man. Like, when he starts on you, you're in trouble.
Even Charleston White was like, man, when I found out Ice Cube wasn't like it. So he's like the perfect representation of, yeah, just, oh, he's a nice guy.
That's funny. Okay, let me ask you this. It is a unique week. Mm. You have a Clemson game where people are buying back in, I think. They're feeling confident that we could possibly go down there and win. And then you have the opening of men's college basketball, which, by the way, shout out to Jeff Walls and the women last night.
Yeah. Went over Cincinnati.
Looked good. Domination. Love the two-man game they have down there. So they got a lot going on there. But you have the opening of the men's basketball season with Bellarmine. Where do you think people are right now?
You mean football or basketball?
I mean, just where do you think it is? It doesn't.
Man, you still got to start with the cloud being lifted, Steve.
Well, I agree. I agree. But I mean, I'm saying right now, today, like where are we at?
On Tuesday.
Like people are tuning in to Middays with Marcus Maven today. And they want to talk.
8150, 93.9 is the number. 3831, 93.9. In my opinion, Steve, they're using football to not stare at basketball. They're using football to try to ignore basketball.
Yeah.
Because they know they're going to have to ignore basketball early in the season.
Yeah.
Not really ignore, but you know what I'm
saying.
That's
a good answer.
You know, like, yeah, I can't sit and watch the Louisville infancy stages of a new system, new defense, new offense.
Yeah.
All the players that are in almost like new positions. You know, I can't listen to Kenny Payne, Marcus Maben. It's going to take time. You know, I don't like saying basketball and patience in the same thing. So I'm going to find things to talk about in my football world.
Yeah.
Like, listen, I'm not saying they're not excited, but I get excited on Friday for Clemson. You know, I get really, my juices get flowing, but here it's still a good distraction to say, oh, Malik's hand. What if we go there? What can our defense go affect somebody? Can you know, they have bad quarterback play, you know, of Clemson, and they just got ran by Notre Dame, and we can run the ball. I think we're going to have all three running backs available, and, you know, maybe with Malik's hand, he's going to have to run some more, and Coach Satterfield and extensions, and is he going to be here? And three games are tough, and Kentucky's around the corner, and, you know, I got a lot of things that I can do because I got one or two conversations with the basketball. Until I give him a little bit of time. So I think people are kind of.
Well, we could. I mean, I think you're right. I just think it's unique how this week has so much on the line. Mm. Like, you know, I mean, well, yes, and technically, I mean, really, we have two basketball games because we do play Saturday as well. Play Wright State on Saturday.
That's a quick turnaround.
Yeah. So we play Wednesday, Saturday, and before Clemson.
Florida State got beat by Stetson.
I mean, last night college basketball started. There were some interesting scores around the country. I mean, Florida State lost to Stetson. You saw that. I mean, there were other teams in the ACC that did not look overly impressive. I will say it did bother me. It did make me anxious a little bit because I watched all the ACC.
I'm glad Paolo Banchero's not in this league anymore.
Whoa, he is a monster. Do you remember? I don't take credit for a lot, but, I mean, I remember saying, like, in the draft, it was like, why is this a conversation?
Like, right.
You're stupid if you don't take Manchero first.
God, he was so good to see play in the Yum Center.
Oh, I know.
I enjoyed looking at him.
I know. Yeah, no, he was awesome. But when you look around the country, man, and I was looking at the ACC yesterday, and I watched a lot of – I actually sat down last night and flipped through, and I had the four screens up and had a lot of ACC games on. And I didn't watch anybody that really looked – I mean, it's game one, you know. But, I mean, even at the top, Duke probably, for me, they got some athletes, and they were missing their top two players yesterday. And, I mean, they got the Mitchell kid, first play of the year. Like, Proctor, who's a freshman, throws up the hoop to Mitchell. Mitchell goes up, punches it. Like,
it's hard to catch alley-oops on that backside, too, man.
Yeah, that was impressive. But, I mean, gosh, you just felt like, I mean, Carolina looked all right. Like, they didn't look like they were necessarily the far and away number one team in the country. And just looking through the ACC, I mean, Pittsburgh was okay. Boston College, you know. Miami didn't look overly impressive. It was like, man, Florida State got beat. You know, Georgia Tech was like, ugh. It was like, God, weaking. It took my anxiety up.
Sam Williamson had 11. I was curious to see what Sam was going to say. He had 11-11.
Yeah, Sam had 11-11 and last
we
night.
We used to run him for 11-11.
Yeah, we would. We were like, he sucks. He sucks. That's all you had?
Right.
11-11.
I mean, he's a decent rebounder. I mean, we got a 5-star rebounder.
I know. Gosh. I mean, yeah, Clemson beat the Citadel by 11. Georgia Tech won by 30 against Clayton. I mean, I watched some of that game, though. There wasn't nothing there. Miami was pretty average.
We underestimated your boy from Georgia Tech, too. Look, he gets in the league, and he's causing commotion.
Oh,
Alvarado.
Alvarado, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Virginia even yesterday, though. I watched a little bit of them. It was like.
They got to look at Kea Clark again.
I know. Him and, the kid that transferred from Indiana is pretty good. But, I mean, like, it was just nothing. I mean, Boston College beat Cornell by 2. You know, I watched a little bit of Syracuse. I don't know. I guess it was just me just – it brought my anxiety up because I saw how winnable games in the ACC are.
Which is going to be even more difficult.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. And listen, I feel you, Blank. I feel you, Ethan. I feel you. We got more and more guard. Win the ACC. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I get what you're saying. But I also get... We got a pretty big team.
Yeah.
I don't mind turning Kamari, JJ, and Devin into my
no,
twos
well,
and threes.
Well, no. I mean, as it becomes closer to this, I mean, you're ACC. I mean, the meat of that schedule. I know you play a couple of the games early, but the meat of that schedule is in January, you know, January and February. So, I mean, there was enough. I mean, you watch them. And again, I'm not saying everybody is. Last night, and that's their team, and that's who they are. I mean,
right.
You know, if you didn't know any better for Duke, you wouldn't even realize they were missing two of their best players. Probably their two best players, you know, like Whitehead and Lively, like, you know. But, I mean, you know, they would be tough. You saw them, Carolina still, even though they didn't look like necessarily – I'm saying they didn't look like the number one team in the country, but I'm judging them nationally, not
– Yeah, and number one teams never do start the season looking like number one team,
right?
It's like, because we got a long way to go. It kind of got get the Sydney look,
yeah.
Like I've done this before, and
yeah,
you know, which sucks.
I know,
which sucks.
I know.
Like, yeah, don't underestimate them.
But I guess that was my takeaway from last night, man. Just being a little more anxious with getting this thing right, because you said it. It does. You are reminded. You're clear. You go to the tournament. You can do what you want here. So I go back to watching this season like a full-blown, can we make a run at anything?
Mm-hmm.
Or is Bellarmine going to dust us? Like, you know, what are we going to find out here? But watching ACC basketball last night, it got my nerves back for tomorrow. It got my nerves back for the season because I'm like, guys, you can win games.
Right.
Of course, I didn't love Cincinnati just pounding Chaminade.
Did you watch any of it?
Yeah.
How did they do it?
They just went to the basket.
Exactly.
I know.
Did I make that point on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if I had it.
I think so.
See, I don't know if I had a discussion. Know. Like, yes, y'all, there are ways to – you can bully up a score.
And they did. They just went to the basket.
Just go to the basket.
Yeah, I watched it.
I'm not playing
I watched
games.
About 15 minutes of it. I had the four screens on kind of a rotating.
Mm-hmm.
I kept switching them up, watching. I did watch a little Iona.
How'd they look?
They're awesome. They won by 30.
Right.
Yeah. They looked really good. I watched a little Tennessee.
I see that.
Yeah. They look good. Mm. Yeah, they look pretty good. Yeah, I think that was outside of the ACC. I think that was about all I watched. I watched about 5 minutes of Kentucky. I like to watch a little of Kentucky before they play us, but not really when they're playing nobody. Just because I'm like, I don't want to watch this.
Right.
I mean, by all purposes, they look pretty good. Mm. But like, I'm just like, I don't want to watch it. Like, for me, I don't want to see them.
Yeah, it's not scouting.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make me happy.
Yeah, it's one.
Plus, I don't need my son's eyes seeing that. He'll be like, man, they look awesome. No, son, they're not. Son. I'm going to turn around and fight with Bella, man. He's like, I don't know, man. I think we suck. Like, hey. Like, this isn't normal.
Yeah.
This isn't normal, okay? We got dudes on the way. Like, chill out.
Is that a wait, Bellarmine? What?
A lot of fear.
It's a lot of fear.
Yeah, a lot of fear going in tomorrow. Shout out to Carly Jones. Carly's tearing it up. He's playing really well. Are we beating Bellarmine?
Yeah, I knew he could play.
Bellarmine is a nightmare for the first game. What do you think about this, Marcus? Let me ask you about this. Lloyd Gardner said it, and it makes sense because you and I have set. Pretty close there. Listen to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Both of our takeaway before we got into anything in the game is we're like, they don't talk.
They're not talking.
Did you hear what Lloyd Gardner said this morning? I don't know. I think he said that Kenny Payne was doing this. Correct me if I'm wrong, somebody, but I think he was saying Kenny Payne put this in. No switching. Because y'all don't talk. So guard your man. And when y'all figure out how to talk, we can start switching. But we can't be switching out here because Kenny Payne said before, his ideal team switches everything.
Mm-hmm.
You get guys out there that can guard anybody.
Because that's Louisville.
That's Louisville basketball. No, it really is. I mean, that's Louisville basketball. Mm-hmm. You can switch anything.
In the league.
Yeah.
You get down to the playoffs. They make you switch. They make you switch when they want to win games. They say, hey, who's the weakest guy out here guarding? Right? That guy's guarding Steve. Steve, come set the screen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You have to switch.
Yeah.
Because everybody can abuse pick and rolls. Anybody, like, smart players can abuse pick and rolls.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So,
are we talking like a practice thing where he just got mad at him or something?
I don't know if it was I kind of half heard it. And I don't know if it's practice only or if it was, like, something he is just.
They
implemented,
but the problem
altogether.
You know, it's crazy because they were talking in practice heavy. You know, like he was, it's too quiet. You know, blah blah blah. So he get out of the game.
Well, it would go to your point though. To Kenny Payne is going to, he understands like that doesn't make it easier when you're playing a team to not switch. It doesn't make it easy.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh no!
Yeah, yeah. Like so,
and the guards like. The guards suffer.
Yeah, so to your point about, you know, hey, man, some of these games, like, maybe they could have just bludgeoned them if they wanted to, you know?
Oh, you mean Louisville?
Yeah. I believe that. If they're out there not, you know, if he's like, listen, until y'all talk, this is what we got to do. Like, you have to learn this lesson. Because, like, that will, yeah, you can beat these two. I made the point to you, and I haven't made this point on the air. Nick, do you know what the score of last year's exhibition games were? You don't have to look it up. I can tell you. I'm asking you.
I'm going to guess they were like 10 to 15 point wins.
Okay. We won the first game 94 to 45.
Whoa.
We won the second game 103 to 51.
So I might have been a little off.
Yeah.
Might have been just a little off.
Repeat those. Who are they against?
Last year against Kentucky State, we won 94-45. We beat West Georgia 103-51. And we lost to Furman a week later.
You have any idea? You have a theory about that, Nikki?
So maybe winning by giant margins, you get a little too comfortable, you get a little sloppy.
Or you don't learn anything. You know,
exactly.
And I do understand
Furman wasn't bad, and they shot lights out. I do remember that.
Coach Mack was out. I mean, listen, I'm not comparing the two straight up, just what apples to apples or whatever. Like, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, you look after those two exhibition games last year, and we all thought, this is a hell of a team. This team's going to be good.
And we were doing the score comparisons, like, oh, you know, this team did this last year, and this team did this.
My father-in-law even texted me after a game last year, after the exhibitions, and was like, y'all might be pretty good. Yeah, I was like, man, I think so. First game, kind of a labor of love. Second game, lose to Furman, come back, you beat Navy, felt pretty good. Come back, look a little rough, go to Baja Bullies, you know, you feel like you looked the best you did all year, and it went downhill from there.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not doing this on purpose. I promise I'm not. And I'm not trying to be like a know-it-all or trying to, you know, it's not a curveball. It's so difficult to teach somebody, and I lived through it, to get Marcus Maben into the paint, Steve, and decide, instead of jumping over this athletically inferior defender,
yes,
and just scoring this point, coach says, Marcus, get the ball to the dotted line and then throw it out to somebody else.
Yeah.
Why would I do that?
Yeah.
Why would I do that? Coach, why would I give up this basket? This kid's 6 foot. I'm at the dotted line. That's not a contested shot. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is, Marcus. Because you got somebody who can get a better shot and, you know, this and this and that. It's hard to teach a whole team to get to the basket.
Yeah.
Where they're pretty sure they can score and kick it out. And do it multiple times in one possession, especially after you do it a couple times and turn it over.
Yeah.
Now you're coming out the game. I should have just scored it, right? You're reprogramming your, you know, like I said, all these guys are getting to the basket and kicking out. They're reprogramming their whole, you know, how to do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and again, when imagine you playing defense, Steve, and a guy blows around you, and you start feeling like he ain't going to shoot it. And then you start kind of just playing defense a little different until they start going around you and dunking it. Then it's like, okay, this is a problem. The talking thing, I'm concerned about that.
Yeah, I know. That's the one thing that really, really bothered me watching them, man. I was like, you don't hear. They aren't talking at all. Like, nobody on defense. And that's not even hyperbole. Like, nobody is saying a word on defense.
I think Kamari came in and he spoke a little bit.
Maybe a little bit. Yeah, but listen, but to me, if you're talking 10%, 5%, yeah, then that's none.
Yep.
You know, it was like, dude. I mean, it was. I called a screen out from the from the table. It's like, come on, man.
I know they didn't say, I love how Marcus passes out. I was like, no, I wasn't kicking it out. I was not going to kick it out. No, I was not going to kick it out.
Somebody said the Billy Bob line was, I'll rip your arms off and beat you to death with them.
Yeah, but like I said, like you know, Kenny Payne said it, I'm going to start having penalties. I'm going to start, you know, I'm going to have to start having punishments, you know, but right now I just want everybody to do this stuff. High intensity, you know, get the theory going. Man, jump stops suck too. Watch the way they jump stop. Watch the way they don't jump stop.
Interesting. Yeah.
Man, pay attention to that. Y'all gotta get under control.
Yeah. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
I had other things. I was just
yeah.
Was but yeah, that's a little thing that yeah.
Yeah. That was one of the things like that's about three or four of those.
Somebody says JJ was talking. That might be true.
That's JJ's mom texting right there. Let's take a quick commercial break. Me, Jason, Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Testing, testing, one, two. Drop it. Like that. All right, come on with that. Bring, all right, bring that bass up a little bit. Yeah, like that. All right, check on for the Smith sound.
Flipped a Lexi, speed up and catch me. Lexus of Concord, reached out and touched me. Some of you like bras be messy. I know some people like intelligent women.
That one was though.
That was a suggestion.
Yeah, okay,
from Benji.
We never play E40. So I was gonna say shoot for the moon on you know like shoot for his top catalog. Then we're gonna throw in an E40.
Yeah, we kind of went with a deeper cut there.
Right,
Da Bumble.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 81.50, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Steve,
yes,
you're getting a favor from the sports gods.
Okay.
Now,
Thomas.
It's one of those.
Collins.
It's one of those favors.
Oh, not injury.
That you don't want to overdo it. Okay.
Okay. I thought you were talking about the injuries. I was
no,
like, there's Clemson. I was like, okay.
Yeah. I'm going.
I'll take it.
No, you're going to ask a favor.
Ooh.
But not one of those. Not, look. Not the invisible shield. Not the what is it?
Yeah, wizard armor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're playing Cowboys and Indians.
And then you go wizard armor.
Well, I've got special wizard armor.
No, you don't. They don't have that in the Wild West.
And okay. Yellowstone.
Yeah, in Yellowstone, by the way, Sunday.
It's back.
It's back.
I might watch it.
You need up. To.
Yeah, I might.
Make you feel like them. Start drinking black coffees.
So, Steve, ask for a favor.
Never drank coffee like that, Steve.
Ask for a favor of the sports gods that is not wizard armor. What's like, and it's, I want to open this up to everybody else too. 8150 939 is the number. 3831 939 is the text line. I even want you, Nikki, it does not have to be local sports related. But Steve, I want yours local sports related.
Okay.
Texters, I want yours local sports related.
Well, because I'm about to get my big favor nationally.
We'll get back to that one. Okay. In your football and basketball teams.
Okay.
Want you to ask for just, okay, you know how people say, oh, if I just made this much more a month. You know, just enough to get me, you know, I'd be so much more comfortable. You know, I'd be, you know.
Uh-huh.
Ask for that favor that just, you know, it's, I'm not asking too much. I just need an extra, you know, $1,200 a month, you know, just on my, you know, get a promotion or something, you know, just something to take the weight off. Okay. Give me your sports god's favor that says, okay, if you do this for me, I'll live with everything else that happens. Like the chances, like, if, you know, if all of a sudden you just gave me Jordan Watkins or something, you know, just... And that's kind of left field, but you get what I'm saying.
Can I ask for wins?
No,
because I mean that would be mine.
A win over Clemson? Don't do that. That's wizard armor. You've literally never beaten Clemson.
You don't think this isn't one of our best shots to beat Clemson?
Yes, but that's too high of a request. Like you need something in a room. I need my DB room. I need my, you know, running back room. Like, ask for a favor and let coach do the rest.
Another guard.
Another guard. Steve's on the books. You want a mid-semester? How about we just go? How about we?
Yeah.
How about we get it's your boy from Kentucky, went to the league. Awesome player. Just practice with him all.
Shade Sharp. Shade Sharp.
How about we just put a Shane Sharp in our practices and then just go out where we have?
I was saying, well, because what I was going to answer, I mean, I understand what you're saying,
yeah,
now.
But I probably took it back too far. But
my original answer was going to be beat Clemson and Kentucky in football and just we'll see where everything else falls.
Those are your two.
NC State, bowl game, basketball season.
You would, if you had those favors on the table.
If I could beat Clemson and Kentucky, finish with at least 8 wins, maybe more, because NC State would be up in the air. We don't know. If I beat those two, bowl game, it'd be a heck of a bowl game, you know. We'll see what they do, and then basketball. I'm okay letting the basketball season ride.
Uh-huh.
So I wouldn't use my favor on basketball because I'm okay letting that ride.
You wouldn't use.
I'm confident with where we're headed.
Would you? You can't have the two favors then. You only get one. You can't say Clemson and Kentucky. You're cheating.
Why?
You cheat.
But I'm coupling that into one favor.
No, one favor, Steve, is a game. You know how many people in Clemson are praying that they beat Louisville and we don't mess up our home streak or whatever? Just probably too, nobody. But anyway, they're not using their sports guys' favors on us.
Yeah, look, they're
good point.
Clemson's like, you know what? We don't have a quarter, but we can't win a championship. Let's just get this year over with.
Golly. We already lost the game. The year's over.
I know.
Okay, so would you use it on Clemson or Kentucky? Clemson for you, Kentucky for the fans, huh?
No, I don't know. You just can't lose to Kentucky like that again. Like ever again.
Okay, are you saying like that? Or are you saying you can't lose? I'm almost like, and listen, this is unfair mood right now. I'll be honest, it's unfair mood.
So I said give Malik Lamar's talent.
When you say it, I want, you know, I have a theory about that too.
That's wizard armor. Now that's wizard armor.
I have a theory about that. My theory is, because you made me chase that squirrel, how the style that Lamar plays is going to be the style that Malik plays. When Lamar has a good passing game, I feel like Malik has a good passing game. When Lamar gets his big rushes, because I think Malik spends his time the week before looking at Lamar and just saying, I'm going to mimic him. Like a lot of people do with their favorite, you know, with their favorite players. So I haven't went really far down that road.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just think when Lamar is like being really pocket passery,
that Malik kind of wants to be that
for that week.
That's fair.
Okay. The Clemson Kentucky favor.
Yeah.
You keep on saying, I think I've gotten to the point, Steve, where you're saying like that. And I think in my mood currently, having looked at Kentucky all year, I'm not going to want to hear about they're a good team. You know, I'm like, come into the year, if I believe I'm one of the hotter teams in the country, I can't lose to them.
Well, I'm fighting that. I'll be honest.
I can't lose.
I'm not going to say it because he's probably listening and he'll just use it with the team, and I don't want that. But there's another game this week on another sport. It's not football. That I'm like, you should just win that. I don't know what to tell you. Like, you should just win. I know what we're all saying. I know, but it's like, no, I shouldn't. I don't want to look at my guys.
I want you to hold that thought and bring it up because I'll take on the Army in that conversation.
Don't do that, because then he's gonna play our clips to his team, and it's gonna be Steve Rummage and Marcus Maben like, you just shouldn't lose to this team, and then they're gonna come out with their head on fire because they're gonna be like, nobody believes in us, everybody thinks we suck.
Yeah, listen,
and they're gonna be passing it, and they're gonna be shooting at Chris, and Coach Davenport's gonna be like, that's on you guys. You and Steve and Marcus said, and then he's going to get his post game. He's going to be like, on the radio this week, I just played him a clip of Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage saying that Louisville should just win the game. And then I don't want that. And then he's going to come in here and he's going to be bragging, and he should. And I don't. And it's going to be my fault.
Who do we have on the phone? Cody, fire away, my man.
Hey, what's up, guys? Steve, do you remember this? Duke!
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Golly, man. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was the cheer of the day.
Bro, I mean, they were, like, right in my ear, so how do you think I felt? I had, like, a throbbing headache when I got home. I think I heard yesterday you, like, went out on the field during the fight, like, when when the fight broke out, the lady was like dead in my ear, screaming like a demon, kill him! I was like,
God. Yeah, it's like, lady, like, calm down.
They're like, I drove all the way from Maryland to see this. I'm like, that's your problem.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. Good win.
Cody,
there's no excuse to
go. I'm listening. Sorry about that. I'm listening.
No, you're good. I was just saying, I don't know how. I got us at least winning two out of the next three, but there's no way you lose to Kentucky like the way that you have. Like, this Kentucky, you have the best pass rush in the ACC. You know, just go all out. Like, they're not that good. Like, you match up extremely well with them. If we get our brains beat in by them this year, I don't. It's like, dude, come on, Scott. As the great Mike Rutherford said, just don't make it weird. But yeah, so I got us winning the next two. I got us beating Clemson, NC State. I don't know, man. It's going to be tough. But hey, Marcus, I got a quick basketball question. That's what I called in originally. Do you think we see some presses tomorrow?
No.
You don't think that's Kenny's style, or
eventually we will see some presses. Yeah, for sure.
Sweet.
Yeah, I just think that's something they'll put
Alrighty.
In. Okay, I appreciate the call, Cody. Yeah, I just think that's something that you work on. Like, I mean, you work on that sometimes during the day. You work on it. But right now, hey, guys, we're never going to let Lenora Ryan win a game against us again. Mm-hmm. So guess what we're going to do? Run the same old crap, and we're going to talk, and I'm going to yell at you about switching. So until they get that as the staple, that's the meat of his offense.
Yeah.
And his talking is the meat of the defense. So it's like, no, I'm not doing any desserts or anything
else.
I'm
definitely not going to add more. You're right. You're not doing what we've put in already.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So, I don't see it pressing, but
I mean, they may have a basic pick. I mean, maybe they pick up.
Yeah.
Sometimes pick up full court. Pick up full court and just say, okay. But maybe, I mean, that's not always a schematic press. It's just pick up full court, guard your man.
He's probably worried about getting in foul trouble, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bellarmine
probably can shoot free throws well. I would think.
Yeah.
Probably decent free throw shooter.
Yeah, just analytically.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just talking about the analytics.
Yeah, team. No, 100%. I'm sure that the one thing they can do for sure is knock down some free throws.
Yeah, so it's probably one of the things like just don't.
Some free throw shots.
Just don't get in foul trouble, y'all, and send them in a bonus 6 minutes into the game.
I heard they're sneaky athletic.
That's the word on the street. I don't know. We'll see. It's
I'm going to take on that fight, too. I don't care.
I need it.
Next hour. Rolling along, Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.